Hello world. My name's John and I'm talking to a good friend, Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hiya. How are you doing?
And here we are with a unique opportunity because it's almost, you know, like universal radio. We can speak, and with, you know, this kind of thought in mind on this universal frequency, why don't we just talk about, you know, what really matters, what's important right now in, well, let's say in your life. If you could express it and put it into words, what is the one thing that really kind of gives you breath?
I think it's mankind coming together as a big family. Yeah, it sounds very utopian, but we need to move forward, I believe, into a world void of any conflict, void of aggressive energy trying to resolve the world's issues. You know, more of a back to the idea of peace through some form of negotiation, or but it seems that we've got ourselves into a revolving door of conflict. So when that, you know, like it's always very easy to use the Middle East, like Iraq, and the Gaza Strip issues, the Israelis and the Palestinians and Hamas, and now we've gone moved from the Mujahideen to the Taliban, and now it's ISIS. But it's all the same stuff, just revolving round and recycling round and round again.
Well, a lot of our world is going around, and what comes around goes around. It's like, you know, I want to acknowledge what you just said there, is that there's a part of us, a real part of us, that knows that mankind is one, that we are a family. And we know that, but, you know, we're living in a kind of a physical, sensational world where people have different needs. You know, some are hungry, some just see money as their own goal, the only thing worth handling. And it's all, just, in my mind, about a mirror. So whatever is happening out there is a reflection. And maybe for the first time we have this opportunity to share that reflection. So what's happening out there, not just in my life, in your life, personally with our families and so on, but as a whole, as a family, to actually own and accept that what is happening out there is our reflection.
Well, it is our reflection. It's our responsibility too. But it's still very well on either who's in charge or who we think are taking charge for us, is responsible. We vote them in and then they do everything for us, you know. That's a very classic, separate us from them. They then take charge and then we don't agree with what they say. But then the argument is, well, you voted for it. I mean, the whole thing, really, we need to take control back of that. We've handed it all over and now it's all centralizing itself in power structures. It's divide and rule. And it's marginalized everybody, categorizing them to these soundbite little things we can poke a finger at and blame. But it just keeps going round and round in a circle. I just heard today that a young girl of 9 shot a instructor who's teaching her how to shoot a submachine gun. Forgot the name of it now, but they're made in Israel.
This is on the news,
I don't know. I just saw it on a feed coming in. But it's basically a 9-year-old girl in the US on holiday with her parents, and they decided the good thing for them to do on this lovely holiday was to take her for a shooting range. So she was shown by an instructor how to shoot it's a very famous automatic weapon. It can shoot 600 rounds a minute at 6 bullets every second.
She's nine.
9-year-old.
Yeah, and she accidentally puts in something that happened to the gun, or something happened, and it shot the instructor through the head and killed him.
And these are live?
This is
live rounds.
Okay. No, but hang on, let me just say, the weapons involved is the most distributed automatic machine gun in the world. More of these are owned by individuals, groups, armies, you name it. Out on the streets of America, there was some found on the streets of London last year. It's an Israeli-made automatic weapon that was developed in the 50s and used in the 60s to arm the Israeli army. And I just thought to myself, how weird is that? We've got this issue going on in the Middle East with this battle, because the Israelis talk about we want peace, but they're actually exporting it's the most widely sold automatic machine gun in the world. So they're arming the world with this machine that's just gone and blown.
They're giving weapons to kids.
Well, the Americans seem to think it's a good idea to show 9-year-old girls how to shoot these things, and then it backfired and shot the instructor.
Yeah, but somehow that's all right. But when the Taliban or the ISIS group are then...
But this is just that mirror. This is that mirror that you're talking about. The mirror is that we've got this presented to us, and then on the other hand, you've got the Mujahideen, the links with the Russian-American kind of divide and rule going on there. It all more goes through that revolving door, spins out the other side, regurgitates itself into the Taliban, and we just got the same thing that happening again. Now it's ISIS. ISIS is basically, most of the weapons they have are Russian and American, and the French too. You know, so you've got the French, the British, the Americans, the Israelis arming the world up, and then having these little skirmishes all over the place. It's so
psychotic, actually.
It's insane, yeah. It's absolutely completely insane.
And what I feel here, Paul, is that the world.
What's the name of that machine gun? It's the
same. Kalashnikov.
No, that's the Russian one. It's
Russian. Yeah, right.
It's
anyway.
Three letters, anyway.
AK.
No, it's not an AK.
Okay.
Anyway,
we'll come back to that.
But you just look up at most widely sold automatic weapons made in Israel.
I mean, you could probably get it printed off on one of these computers now. But listen, it seems to me that the world subconscious is out there in our face, on the table, for everybody to see in the mirror. It's like... I think that's fantastic, because we can't escape, we can't pretend it's not happening.
No, this is where it really is.
And we've got to start owning our stuff collectively as a family. Mankind, womankind, peoplekind,
can I just interject? What I found very, very sad about that story, I don't want to go on about it too much longer, but...
Imagine
that poor 9-year-old girl. She's got to live with the fact that she just shot someone through the head for the rest of her life with an automatic weapon. I mean, even if you believe in the Constitution sticking to its amendment thing about the right to bear arms to fight tyranny, is actually, you know what?
Get
people over 16 to do it.
You're right.
You need to give a 9-year-old girl the bloody gun. I think it's ridiculous.
No, it's sick.
And you know, they're allowed to do it at 6. Legally, the guy was defending it, going, oh, well, it's all right, because they could do it at 6.
You know, I don't want to... this isn't a blanket label, but this is cartoon culture, and humans are out there living out this nightmare. And as you say, it leaves scars on all of us, because, as I say, we are a family. It's not like I can separate myself from that 9-year-old girl. I am part of her, and she's part of me.
Well, the thing for me, to sum it up, is that we need to get past the point where you've got all these people, all these manufacturers, all being backed by governments, the countries the manufacturers are based, starting to take responsibility
for
the fact
there.
That they are making weapons, and they're making landmines. Funny, Princess Diana was against landmines not soon after she had that big conference. Something happened to her.
Yeah.
And also, you've got the Russians making machine guns, Kalashnikovs, you've got the Israelis making this other one, you've got the Brits making, selling tornado jets to anyone that buy them, you've got the we've got the Americans deciding that, you know, that they're going to supply us with our new deterrent, the new Trident replacement, which, if you think about it, that actually breaks all the laws about the non-proliferation of arms. It's all one big joke. I don't really understand how to get away with it any longer.
Well, I think the purpose of this little radio broadcast on Universal Radio, on Turtle Island Radio, we're very grateful for the opportunity to speak as we feel about the real news. Just two ordinary people, and we're asking, encouraging everyone to get into feeling that it's perfectly okay for us as a people to talk about what's really happening and to share that with our friends and our community. And because we all have to kind of confront these issues.
Thing is, though, Jonathan, I just need to I'm going to sign off very shortly, but the thing is, it's not as if we're right. We're not trying to make out we're right, and other people are wrong. It's about open, honest debate, based on the absolute evidence. The trouble is to keep these secrets from us, so we don't know what the truth is. There is no real evidence. It's a bit like an investigator going to the scene of a crime, and somebody's been in there before him and took away all the evidence and hidden it in a locker.
Yes.
And then they say, oh, well, you know, but they have these things. You know, a bit like the WMB, the weapons of mass destruction that the Iraqis were supposed to have. Okay, of course, the regime needs improvement. No one likes what was going on out there. There were people being murdered. But is the way to talk and lie to people about something you think that circumstantially, based on no evidence. And then it's funny that Kelly guy died, isn't it? Or he killed himself just after that inquiry. I mean, you could go on for hours and hours about this stuff.
I think that for me, Paul, what it's coming down to is, look at it psychologically. Each of us tends to think that what's happening out there is somehow separate and remote, that I didn't get involved and I didn't cause it. But what we are needing to do is to realize that what's happening out there is our collective responsibility, that somehow I'm not separate from it, and I can do something about it. I can look to start by healing my own sense of who I am as a person.
These issues are very, very serious. It's affecting lots of innocent people. They're always the ones that get it in the neck. Meanwhile, you know.
But the younger ones are going to take
all
of this on.
It's just, you know.
So what do we need to be doing?
We need to be expressing our opinions about this.
And our feelings.
And our feelings about this. And really, please. Stop watching mainstream, state-run, old-school media outlets. We need to start creating our own. You know, journalists around the world are now terrified in the main to even report things that are real, because of what people might do, think, say, whether they get another job. And, you know, I'm afraid that this is the way that the world's gone. Nothing is sacred anymore. If it can, we can sell it, we'll do it. It doesn't really matter. It's kind of, I don't know. I'm lost for words to be honest. It's a bit of a surprise to me. I can't really
Well, it's a huge shock. What you just shared with us is a massive shock.
Well, this is the thing, it shocks me, but it obviously doesn't shock the majority of the world's population because they know about all of them. They really do. It's not like it's hidden. Even the mainstream media reporting it, and everybody just kind of goes to work and goes to the bar on the way home and talk about the latest X-Factor winner.
With respect, I'd say that little girl's life is the most important thing of all.
Exactly. What will happen?
And we've all got to stop and take a deep breath and actually say, well, maybe I have somehow caused that. Somehow I need to take responsibility, accept that the accident.
And I've thought of the name of the machine gun.
Go on then.
It's an Uzi.
An Uzi.
Look it up. Made by the military of Israel, military army in 1960.
For a cartoon culture.
It is the largestly distributed and sold automatic weapon in the world. And that is what happened.
Well, let's finish with a sense of gratitude. For you, Paul, and for myself, and for everyone who may be listening, is that we are a family. Let's come together. Let's look and treat and be with each other as if that is real. As if there's no, conditions attached to that. We each are part of each other, and we can care for each other, and we can stop all of that crazy nonsense and begin to live and enjoy our lives.
So, to finish that, all the young folk of Israel, state of Israel, please ask your government stop making weapons around the world.
To Uzis. Stop making Uzis.
We wish our government would stop BAE systems from producing death machines. We need to start working from the family outward and disarm and put down our differences.
Yeah.
And, it's so good saying, oh, the ISIS, look at the ISIS, they're a bunch of lunatics and they need to be neat. Oh, look at the ISIS. Well, look at yourself and there's the mirror.
Thank you, Paul. We love you all.